I want to play you a conversation I had with one of my oldest friends.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Janine Hosemans, who is, by the way, an outstanding broadcaster, but she's also an outstanding general manager. And she runs a radio station I spent a lot of time at, which is 2BS in Bathurst, and the station that takes this broadcast, B-Rock FM, in Bathurst 99.3.
Yeah.
And speaking of veterans, we had a call yesterday morning from a bloke whose father and his uncle are cycling from New South Wales through the Australian Capital Territory, right around the Ocean Road, the Great Australian Bike. They're going to end up in Fremantle, and they're riding a bike to raise money.
A push bike?
A push bike.
Oh, wee.
And they're raising money for veteran support dogs.
Oh, yes. So what are these support dogs?
Well, in Bathurst, they're doing the same sort of a thing. They have got rescue dogs, Adam,
mm-hmm.
and they're training them so that they can be companion dogs that are sensitive to the stresses and the anxiety that's experienced by returned vets.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's training the dogs?
Who?
The inmates at Bathurst Jail.
There you go.
So the dogs are working for the inmates, their companions. The inmates are reacting. It's therapeutic for the inmates. And at the end, you have a result where a veteran gets a dog that's been trained. So it's like ticking so many boxes.
Ticking all the boxes.
Janine sent me an email telling me what they were doing, and I thought it was such a great story. And it's a story of national interest.
Yeah.
Because this should go on everywhere. So if I can I replay the conversation I had with this remarkable woman who I'm proud to call one of my best friends,
mm-hmm.
Janine Hosemans, from radio station 2BS in Bathurst and B-Rock FM 99.3. Folks, have a listen to this. As Jim Killen would say, as Alan used to say, if this isn't a good yarn, there's something wrong with all of us. Janine Hosemans, hello, my friend.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm very, very well. Can you believe that you and I are talking about this wonderful project that's going on in your marketplace, the Bathurst Orange Lithgow Marketplace, on this particular week when we've been focusing on Wounded Heroes, Anzac Day is on Sunday. It's an amazing emotive issue. I had a guy ring me last night whose father and uncle are riding from Sydney to Perth raising money for defence dogs. And look what you guys are doing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, look, one of the interesting things about this program is that it doesn't actually attract any state or federal government funding. So every dog that gets through has been because of people contributing to defence community dogs. I just find that amazing.
Now, tell us the story. Start from the beginning. My listeners are going to love this.
Okay.
Tell us where you found the dogs. But the thing I find fascinating is tell us who's training them.
Well, yeah, this is the amazing thing.
It's a good yarn.
Now, the way they talk about this program, it's a win-win-win. So all of the dogs, without exception, are rescue dogs. And there's a great story out of Cowra with a wounded vet down there, suffering post-traumatic stress, got this beautiful dog, one day off being euthanized. So the dogs are trained by inmates at the Bathurst Correctional Centre, which is extraordinary. Now, the amazing thing about that, I first found out about this program, it started in about 2014, and it was called Dogs for Diggers. Now, I did an interview, I had three inmates come in. One chap wouldn't look at me. He just kept looking at the dog. And I said to him, what has this program meant to you? And he said, still didn't look at me and just quietly said, this is the first time in my life anything has loved me and I've loved anything back.
Stop.
I know. I was in tears trying to continue this interview. Now, let me just say about this as well that, Luke, the recidivism rate, the reoffending rate of inmates that go through this program is, have a guess, zero.
Really?
I'm getting emotional now.
Are
just
you serious?
Thinking about it. Yes, zero. So these are guys at the end of their sentence. Some of them have had long sentences, generally not heinous crimes, but, you know, they're in jail. So they're not choir boys or anything else.
So have they done studies on this? Because if the levels of rehabilitation are that successful because of this program, surely this has got to become a national initiative, Janine.
Oh, you would think so. And you would absolutely think so. And so, look, it doesn't attract state or federal government funding. There's a lot of philanthropy, obviously. It costs $10,000 to put a dog through this program and about 10 to 12 months. Now, the dogs actually live with the inmates. They're in the cells with the inmates. We had an extraordinary experience during the week. We had one of the inmates come down with his dog to do an interview, and he was sitting in reception at BROC, and we were all there watching. Next minute, this dog was lying on the ground, just about asleep under his feet. Next minute, the dog got up, turned around, sat down, put its paws up on his legs and looked into his face. And we were all like, what's going on? What's going on? Mm. And he said he can tell that I'm really anxious about going in to do this interview.
No.
Yeah, and that's what these dogs pick up on. There's a beautiful story, and I believe, God love you, you're going to put some links up on the Night Shift Facebook page.
Yes.
There's a great story about Lola and Mick out of Cowra, and he will tell you that this dog saved his life. And again, he came up to do interviews on the program for our fundraiser, and I actually got an opportunity to speak to his wife, and she just said, I've got my husband back. I've got the man back that I married and I fell in love with. And he went through horrific post-traumatic stress, and Lola has just turned his life around. Just, it's an amazing program, and the pride in the inmates when they're walking around with the dogs and they're talking to the dogs. They train them and then they do the handover to the vets, so the veterans. And a lot of them are suffering post-traumatic stress. And, of course, Luke, your program would have focused on it. We're seeing suicide rates amongst vets. I mean, this is a national problem. It's a national issue.
Yeah, there's going to be, it was announced this week, a royal commission into veteran suicide. I don't know why it's taken so long.
Well, there's a very good point.
And I'm chasing that. I think it's because the government and even past governments don't want to delve too deeply in this because they're going to be bitten on the ass because they have treated our veterans really, really badly. But anyway, truth will out, is the old saying, and let's hope it does. But I just want to get back to this program. I said a second ago, I think this should be a national initiative. You look at those figures of rehabilitation and offenders not reoffending.
Yes.
And so it's working magic for the inmates and then it works magic for the veterans. It's
absolutely.
I'm just going tick, 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 box, box, box.
That's right.
Tell me, these are rescue dogs. Is it any breed? Does any breed work?
Labradors. And that was very funny, actually, because Labradors respond really well to food. Now, anyone who's had a Labrador will know that food is their go-to. So they're very easy to train because they love a treat.
Yeah.
So, and they're also, you know, I believe they're empathetic dogs, that they're very intelligent, as we know. And so overwhelmingly, it's Labradors. Not every dog makes it through the program, not every inmate necessarily makes it through the program, but you can see the pride in these guys with their dogs. It changes their lives.
And tell my listeners nationally, I mean, for your for your market, the amount of the amount of money that's come in. I mean, people forking out their hard earned.
Look, in less than 2 weeks, we've raised over $20,000. Now, that's only two dogs. We're two and a bit dogs. So we've got two dogs and probably two legs and a tail of another one. So obviously we'd really love to get as many dogs, inmates and veterans across the line as we possibly could. And because it's done here in Bathurst, it's very personal. The dogs go out, they're in the shopping centres. That's part of it because often the veterans that get the dogs, they won't leave the house. But if they've got the dog and the dog is actually socialised out in the community, they go to a lot of nursing homes And the good that they do at the nursing homes is phenomenal, because a lot of those people have had to go to nursing homes, they lose their pets, and the veterans, the inmates rather, take the dogs to the nursing homes and socialise them. And it's all part of getting them ready to actually get these veterans back into everyday life. It's phenomenal. I've tried to have meetings with team members and people with the Defence Dogs and also the Bathurst RSL sub-branch about this program over the last couple of weeks. There's not been a dry eye in the
Me too, and I'm right here. Look, I've got your link. There is a link to how you can donate, and Jess will put that on our Facebook page. And wait till you see the photos and the videos, guys. It's just unbelievable. But as I say, this should be a national initiative. I'm going to work hard to make sure it is. Janine Hosemans, General Manager of 2BS and B-Rock FM in Bathurst, well done. And thank you for giving us a little snapshot as to what you're doing, the important work you're doing in your market.
It's really lovely of you, Luke, to take this up. And I mean, we've been mates for decades now, and I know what a softie you are. And it's just so good of you to give some airtime to this. Look, there'll be people out there who potentially want to get rid of a bit of cash for before the tax man comes around at 30th of June. It's completely tax deductible. You can go online on the B-Rock Facebook page or check it out on the Night Shift Facebook page. The link is there. $5, $10, $50, whatever, please. Just jump on and give.
Such a good story. An Anzac Day coming up on Sunday. And you know how much that means to me.
I sure do.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, for, by the way, for keeping me on your radio station at night.
Look, we love you on our radio station.
You don't listen.
We do. We've got a lot of people we've got a lot of factories out here. We've got a lot of people doing shift work. There are taxi drivers. And the night shift is on every night, obviously bar the weekends, and you're a huge hit up here, let me tell you. They still remember who you are.
Oh no. Let's not go there. Talk soon, Dale.
Thank you very much.
She's one of my oldest and best friends, and she's the general manager of a very important market here on the night shift, the Bathurst market. But B-Rock FM 99.3. Good morning to you all. But gee, that's a good story. It's a bloody good yarn. The Night Shift here on the Triple M Network and any of our other regional stations listening to us all around the country. If you have a local project, a local story, just like Janine's in Bathurst, that you think is of national interest, please contact me and Jess. You know the invitation's there. Just email us and let's talk about it. Let's let the nation know what your marketplace is doing. It's really important. Please pick up our invitation and run with it. 133353 is the number. Phil's been waiting on. Phil, you're in Mackay, are you?
Yeah, mate, yep.
G'day, Phil.
Well, just driving at the moment up towards Bowen, but yeah.
Yeah, talk to me.
Mate, I have two things. Oh, how good is your name with those service dogs? It's those therapy dogs. I think what they do with animals for guide dogs, for therapy dogs, is just amazing. And the effect that it has on servicemen, I've seen a friend of mine's friend with a service dog, and yeah, he was exactly like that. He would just spin around, look at him, and it was he knew straight away that, you know, the triggers, the therapy, everything he needed, it was unreal.
Janine's conversation with me will be a separate clip on our podcast today, and you can please encourage your friends to go and have a listen to the Night Shift on Triple M's podcast. The thing that got me about Janine's story is there are so many angles to it. So you've got number one, Phil, a rescue dog, right?
Yep.
So it's a dog that no one wants. Two, who's training it? Inmates at Bathurst Jail.
Yeah.
And they're getting therapy out of it. They're accomplishing something. They're connecting with the animal, which is just win-win-win. And as Janine said, the rehabilitation that comes with that and the fact that those inmates that are training and connecting with these dogs, they're not reoffending. So they're getting something out of it. And at the end, you have a dog that is given to a returned veteran for companionship. I mean, plus tick, 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 tick.
Oh, unbelievable. And the fact that the inmates are just not reoffending, that they actually feel wanted or loved or whatever that's turning their life around too. That's just volume.
It's just such a good idea. And it should, I think what Janine has started in Bathurst, New South Wales, it needs to become a national initiative.
Oh, definitely. Even if at the end of the day they don't get to the servicemen, even if they just, you know, turn the inmates around, that's a plus.
I think it's such a great story. Well done, Janine Hosemans, and the staff at 2BS in Bathurst and B-Rock FM. Great yarn, a bloody great yarn, Phil.
That's awesome, isn't it?